Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories. I'm the American Haunt Historian, Alan Searcy. I want to thank everyone who checked out the last show on the Kentucky Meat Shower. I just love odd stories like that. It's not really a ghost story, but it's a weird part of bluegrass folklore that I think is just so fascinating. So today, I'm going to switch gears, and I'm actually going to be talking about a ghost story. And it's one that a lot of folks don't know about. It's Ruby Falls in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Discovering Ruby Falls was like discovering God. At first, it is very dark, scary, and uncertain. You don't know what lies ahead. You bump into things you didn't even realize were there, and you suffer injuries, bumps, and bruises. You fall down into sticky, sticky mud and mire, and feel like you cannot go on. But you get up with a feeling that somewhere ahead lies something more wonderful than you could ever imagine. As you add light to what you discovered, you find that the things that cause you suffering and injury were wonderful God-made things, put there for you to witness and give you joy. It is all more than you ever imagined you could witness. It is God, and Ruby Falls and the Lookout Mountain Cave are God's creations, made for man to enjoy. I am just a little proud that he used me. This is what Leo Lambert said when he discovered Ruby Falls on December 30th, 1928. Leo Lambert envisioned a venture that would unveil the secrets hidden beneath the rugged surface of Lookout Mountain. Alongside a group of investors, he embarked on a mission to open up Lookout Mountain Cave to the public. His ambitious plan involved drilling an elevator shaft from another point on the mountain to grant access to the cave from the surface above. As excavation work commenced in the fall of 1928, hopes were high for making the cavern accessible to visitors. However, fate had a different plan in store. On December 28, 1928, while diligently working on the elevator shaft, a worker operating a jackhammer made a startling discovery. A rush of air and a void in the rock at the 260-foot level revealed an unexpected opening, an entrance to a previously undiscovered cave. Leo Lambert, driven by curiosity and adventure, led a small crew to explore this newfound cavern. What they encountered was beyond their wildest imagination. A mesmerizing world of intricate rock formations, meandering passages, and several stream beds. But the crowning jewel of this hidden gem lay deeper within. A majestic 145-foot high waterfall cascading in pristine splendor. Overwhelmed by the grandeur before them, Lambert and his companions embarked on a 17-hour journey to share their discovery with the rest of the crew. This remarkable find would soon be known as Ruby Falls, named in honor of Lambert's beloved wife, Ruby, who he often brought to the cave for picnics. Determined to show this natural wonder to the world, Lambert envisioned transforming both Lookout Mountain Cave and Ruby Falls Cave into tourist attractions. The construction of the world's most magnificent cave entrance, fashioned after a 15th century Irish castle, marked the beginning of a new era for the caverns. From 1930 to 1935, tours were offered for both caves, but it was Ruby Falls that captured the heart of visitors with its unique formations and mesmerizing waterfall. Eventually, Lookout Mountain Cave closed its doors to the public in 1935, while Ruby Falls flourished as a cherished destination for tourists. Despite the closure of Lookout Mountain Cave, Ruby Falls continued to enchant millions of visitors over the years. However, alongside its rich history and natural beauty, tales of strange occurrences begin to emerge from the depths of the cave. Whispers of spectral apparitions, eerie sounds, and unsettling occurrences add a layer of mystery and mystique to Ruby Falls' allure. Legends of Leo Lambert's lingering presence and tragic accidents from the past intertwine with the cave's haunted lore, captivating the imagination of visitors and guides alike. Many people who work there have stories of odd things that have happened to them inside the cave. One former guide at Ruby Falls told me that one day on a tour, she and the people on her tour began to smell phantom smells, like picnic foods, that Leo and Ruby would have eaten before the cave opened. The group walked around in search of trash cans, but they couldn't find any food inside the cave. On a tour in 2020, I was walking around the giant waterfall, and I began making small talk with the guide. I asked her if she had any ghost stories for me. Well, she told me that she's heard children laughing and giggling and talking inside the cave. And the kicker is, she was all alone. No one was around her. There was no one in the cave. But it's not just inside the cave. Above the ground, people have seen shadows and noticed that things move around on their own inside the offices above ground. So as visitors continue to explore the depths of Ruby Falls, the line between reality and myth blurs, leaving behind an unforgettable sense of wonder and intrigue. For nearly a century, Ruby Falls has stood as a testament to the beauty and mysteries that lie beneath the surface, captivating the hearts and minds of all who dare to venture in its depths. All right, so now I figured I'd answer one of the questions sent in from listeners. And this is one I get a lot, especially at conventions and festivals and other gatherings. Which book is my favorite? Okay, seriously. The question really is unfair, because my books are like my children. I love them all dearly. The books are all really different, too. Southern Ghost Stories Murfreesboro is basically a Civil War book. Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales St. Louis is pretty much a book about grave robbers and mediums and a bunch of ghost stories thrown in there. Southern Ghost Stories Downtown Nashville is chock full of history about the early days of Music City, also with ghost stories. Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales New Jersey has stories of the American Revolution, and there's a few sea monsters in there too. Each book is really, really different, but they're all my babies. I really just can't pick one. But with that being said, I do have some favorite stories. The Harrison Horror in Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales Cincinnati is so over the top that Hollywood couldn't make it up. I plan on going into that one day on a future podcast. Just hadn't got to it yet. The Jules Wallace story in Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales St. Louis is also really, really crazy. And it's something I'm actually going to try to adapt into a screenplay because it's nuts. Another story back in the Cincinnati book, I told you about the Harrison Horror. In Cincinnati, there was a grave robber named Old Man Dead, William Cunningham. His story is also just totally bizarre, and Hollywood couldn't make it up. I'm trying to adapt that one to a screenplay, too. So, I've got favorite stories, but I really couldn't pick out a favorite book. When I'm out at a convention or if I'm at a gathering, if someone's interested in a book, I'll ask them where they're from and kind of point them towards where a book close to them. The other day, I was in St. Louis, and someone said, hey, I live in Peoria. I was like, okay, well, hey, here's a book about Chicago. So, you know, just kind of, I try to use their location to point them towards a book. But anyway, please keep sending me questions. I enjoy the Q&As. They're a lot of fun, and I like to know what you guys are thinking. So, anyway, if you want to learn more about Ruby Falls, check out Southern Ghost Stories Chattanooga. Also, if you want to read more about the Kentucky Meat Shower or other otherworldly occurrences in the Bluegrass State, check out Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales Kentucky. Both books can be found on Amazon. They're also available at Barnes & Noble. If you go to a store and you don't see it there, ask the manager to order them. Barnes & Noble, they're kind of funny. Each story carries different titles, so sometimes you just have to ask them. The books are also available on Kindle, and you can actually read them for free if Kindle Unlimited. So please like the video on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, too. You can find me over at Twitter or X. I call it Twitter because that's what it was for a long time. Anyway, I'm at ATO Allen, A-L-L-E-N. I've been dropping stories over there. I put the podcast up there early if you want to get it in advance. But anyway, I'm going to be at Smoky Mountain Terror in Johnson City, Tennessee on June 7th. It's going to be a huge horror convention, chock full of guests, paranormal people. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. But be sure you make plans. Come out and say hello. Grab a book or two. Be sure to check back next time. Something really close to home, one of my favorite places in Tennessee. I'm going to be talking about Rock Castle in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Lots of cool ghost stories mixed with a little Indian folklore. So be sure to check that one out. We'll see you next time.